This is Coach Fran for the Texas State Bobcats, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KTSW.
And we're back here on Bobcat Radio, Warren Shore, Matthew Hamill, Mason Weir. There's some ways to get in contact with us. Go check us out on Twitter at KTSW Sports and tweet us any questions you might have about what we might be talking about. That's one way to get into us. And then you can call the station at 512-245-FIRE. But do not call while we are on the air because we will not answer. So call in during the next break at the 30 because we're not going to do that if you have any questions for us there. So that's Twitter at KTSW Sports and 512-245-FIRE. So we were talking about baseball before. Dropped the series to Lafayette. Let's take a look at the Sun Belt Conference standings. Pretty much Georgia State is running away with this. They're 13-3 in conference. The next closest is Georgia Southern at 14-7. And then really the third through sixth places, even throwing UALR in seventh, all have 10 or 11 wins. Those South Alabama's next 11-7. Bobcats are 10-8 in sixth place. Troy 10-8 and Lafayette at 10-7. And last year the Sun Belt Conference, I don't know how closely you followed the baseball, but Lafayette was head and shoulders above anyone else there. They were ranked number 8 in the country. They hosted regional and super regional. This year it doesn't really seem like there's that Lafayette team, even though they are rolling. They've won 9 out of their last 10 games. So they've really started coming on as of late. But it pretty much seems like get in the tournament, and then you got a chance to make a run. Because this is probably going to be a one-bid league for the NCAA tournament.
So I think, personally, with a 10-8 record so far with overall in the conference, I think that, especially with UT coming up pretty soon here, we had a pretty good game against them last time we played. I don't really give us much of a shot at winning in Austin, especially on their home field. I don't really see that, and so that's like going to put us another game below 500. And from us this season, we had a couple real bright spots. You know, like when we swept Baylor, like there were a couple like real good, and like Granger's had, Granger Dangerous, he had a couple real good games. But from us this year, I don't know if I personally see it. If there's any chance of us getting a bid, what do y'all think?
It's definitely a key juncture in the Bobcats season right now. A couple games under 500, and then a massive road trip where you'll be facing two conference rivals in their own stadium, and they're higher up in the standings than you. So this is a really, really important juncture in the season. How do you think it's going to go?
I don't know. Like, they face Troy next weekend, who is same conference record. You got to take 2 out of 3 from Troy, I think. And then Georgia State is the week after that. And sandwiched in between that, Georgia State, and Georgia State's 13-3. Sandwiched in between that is a trip to the number 1 or 2 ranked team in the country at Texas A&M. And I know the midweek games are something just for more reps, and you're not throwing your best pitchers and everything like that. But so you want to win a couple more of these midweek games against Texas and A&M and everything like that. But I don't know. Like I said, they got to go 2 out of 3 against Troy. If they can go in conference play, because conference play is really what matters, if they can somehow go 4-2 in the road trip, I think anything with the winning 500 or above, I think you take it, especially winning 2 out of 3 against Troy. I think that would be good. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, I'm sitting here giving us no shot at us even beating UT. I mean, obviously, I don't give us.
You shouldn't say that there's no chance of beating UT, because UT, I don't know if you follow them lately, they have just gone into a nosedive. They're not ranked anymore. They struggled as of late. They did win yesterday, I think 15-6, and they've been averaging 2 runs a game over their last 14 or something.
Wow.
So they've really gone, ever since Texas came here, they've gone into just a tailspin. So Texas is definitely beatable. And they were beatable when they were ranked 15th here. So and that's the thing in baseball. You just have to play one game against them.
That's true. Okay, so there's obviously the chance is, there's the same way that there's a chance that we could beat A&M.
A&M is going to be much more difficult because they've only lost 3 games this year. So
At one point, they're like 22-0 or something like that. I mean, yeah, that's obviously, no, there's not much of a chance of that either. But I think that certainly if we finish this season above 500, which is a distinct possibility, I know about y'all think about that, but there's a distinct possibility finishing above 500. If that is the case, if we do, then sure, why not? But I really, I'm skeptical. I'll just say that. Go on record saying I'm skeptical.
So it's 9 games on the road overall. Let's just throw out, what do you think the record will be after those 9 games?
Overall record?
Or, just the record of the 9 games?
They're going to drop to 8. I don't know. They'll go 5-4.
I'm thinking 3-6.
I was going to say 4-5, so we're all right about the same.
Right now they currently sit 18-20-1 overall, and as like we said before the break, next game tomorrow night at Texas right here on KTSW, 6 p.m. first pitch, 5:45 pregame show. Let's switch over to the softball team, who had a very eventful weekend without playing any games. They flew down to Mobile, Alabama to take on South Alabama, and Saturday's double, they were scheduled for 3. Saturday's first game, Saturday's doubleheader got rained out, so the doubleheader got pushed to Sunday, and then Sunday's doubleheader got rained out. Mobile, 17 inches of rain over a 3-day stretch.
How did that happen? How do you get 17 inches of rain?
It just rains. It just rains.
And people thought the rain here was bad over
yes.
the weekend.
So it continued to rain. So they went all the way to Mobile for nothing. And then traveling back, uneventful for them, they flew from Mobile to Houston. And then in Houston last night, there was a tornado watch around the airport.
Oh my gosh.
So they were stranded on the runway. And then they had to end up spending the night in the Houston airport. So they are currently in transit from Houston over... They're currently in transit from Houston over here to San Marcos.
That's terrible.
And so, tough weekend out there, but I guess they probably came together as a team, good team unity there. But currently they sit fourth in the Sun Belt Conference standings, and you want to look at the schedule. You want to play the best in your conference, but you're trying. The Sun Belt Conference tournament starts May 6th right here at Softball Ballpark, Softball Stadium, and the top 8 teams are in. 5, 6, 7, and 8 seeds have to play. You'll have to win 2 games on Wednesday to get into the double. So the first day, single elimination. You lose, you're done. As you get to the second day, then that's when the double elimination starts. So Texas State currently sits at the 4 seed right now. 8-6 record. Monroe's at 9-7. And Troy's at 11-7. So there's, I don't know how they're going to do this, because this was the 4th game that's got rained out for Texas State and Sun Belt. They only played Monroe twice, one of theirs. So you want, so kind of blessing in disguise, that South Alabama is 14-3 on the season. They've been ranked, they're ranked 24 in the 20s, 23, 24, I think, going into this series. So, and you want to, you're going to take one, and they're pitching. Farish Beard is an ERA at like 1. Their pitching is just really, really good, South Alabama. So maybe blessing in disguise, not having to face, South Alabama, those 3 games, just because of the seeding, and you want to get that 3 or 4 seed because you don't have to play 2 games on Wednesday. You only have to play 1 to make it to Thursday.
Well, the record doesn't take the hit, first of all. Like, what if we lost? Like, so we don't have to worry about...
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to play them anymore, and they're not rescheduling those. So
at the same, I mean, you could make the argument either way that, like, it's a good thing we didn't play them, because what if we had lost and then our record had, obviously taken that hit. But then also, at the same time, you have to look at it maybe from a little bit more of a negative standpoint, like maybe us not playing them and us not sort of, competing against that good of a team, and sort of us more or less having, been through like more battles together, the softball team, obviously. It's one of those things, like, you could look at it either way, detrimental or a positive thing. But I personally think, if nothing else, like, glass half full, our record stays the same, and we're sitting pretty at number 4 right now. So
yeah,
I think we're good.
No, Matt, I agree with you, Mason. That's what I was saying, is you don't want to have to... I mean, you always want to expect you're going to win, but tough series on the road, you don't really know. I don't know what you think about that, Matt.
I mean, you kind of, made a joke about how it's a team-building exercise, and I think the more important team-building exercise would have been actually playing the game on the road, dealing with the travel, the weather, and everything. That does give you another, sort of, morale tester. I don't know. But looking ahead to their schedule, they got a home series coming up first. Or, excuse me, they got a 1 game during the week and a home series against Appalachian State. Do you think there's any way they can improve, get beyond the 3rd seed maybe? Or
no, the 3rd seed is out of reach unless South Alabama and Lafayette lose. every single game because Lafayette sits at one, the number one spot overall, 17-3. They're also ranked eighth in the country. Big series, by the way, Lafayette at Oregon. Oregon's ranked number one in the country, so Lafayette travels to Eugene. So big series there for the Sun Belt. Yes, and then South Alabama's 14-3, so it's not really going to happen. And one thing I will say is that was helpful. Appalachian State comes in this weekend, Saturday. There's only four more home softball games before the conference tournament, so season is at the end. Appalachian State comes into town. They are 1-19 in the Sun Belt.
That's good for us.
So that is definitely have to win two.
That's a 5% winning percentage in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, so you and then which is not very good. They're 12-27 overall. So you pretty much need to sweep. I say need to sweep, and then you go to UTA, who is 8-10 and fighting for their SBC life, and then you're ready. You're already there for the Sun Belt Conference tournament, which will be here on KTSW times to be determined, but the first game's either on Wednesday, will either be at 2 or 5:30, so that's still up in the air. But I mean, I think this team's been well. Randy Rupp last week threw a perfect game in five innings. This has just been offensively the top five, six hitters in the. When you go, it goes Baker, Ortiz, Harris, Coral, and Wiley. Wiley's batting 400, and she's your number five hitter. And after that, the lineup kind of tails off average-wise, but those top five hitters set the table for everyone else in the lineup. And I don't want to look ahead, but next year, there's only three seniors on the team of Coral and Harris and then Ali Aquina. But next year, with all the juniors, definitely will be one of the years that they could be really, really good.
And there have been many times on this show, me and Ryan have discussed how Randy Rupp's pitched a great game but hasn't had as much help from the bats. So just looking ahead and thinking about that offensively, imagine what Rupp's record could be in the future if she does get that help from the bats and is still pitching complete games and shutouts.
Yeah, and offensively, they've been good. If the season ended today, they'd set a career high for team average at about .293. They're 10 home runs away from setting a new season record for home runs. The current record's 58, so they're 9 away. They're at 49. So, I mean, offensively, they're setting a bunch of records and just trying to get more consistency in that. But like we mentioned, I mean, they've been pretty good, Mason. I don't know what your thoughts are on
that. Well, here's the interesting thing that you have to understand about these guys, about, like, especially Sun Belt sports in general, is that this is pretty different than other college sports where it's not like if you have one really great year and then you go professional or whatever. This is a totally different thing with softball. I don't even know if there's such a thing as professional, like, softball.
There is.
Okay, well, I had to ask, so I don't know. But, all I'm saying is it's definitely a luxury for us being that we have players staying till they're seniors, and they're just getting better and better and better. And as we're playing our rivals, the rivals are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. We have Randy Rupp right now. She's a freshman. And, like, imagine how scary good she's going to be 3 years from now as a senior. That's the luxury that we have. And so, like you said, like next year we're going to have like an abundance of juniors, which is obviously an optimistic thing for us. As far as this year is concerned, though, I do not put it past us, you know, to win the Sun Belt Conference tournament. I don't put it past us at all to win that. I think that we have Randy Rupp has been having some unbelievable games, but we have struggled to sort of match that same production as far as translating that into sort of like points. That has been a struggle for us. I think as much as that may be the case, I really do think that Texas State has a great shot at making a run for the Sun Belt. That's just me.
I agree because in baseball and softball, everything is about pitching, and you have the pitcher that can throw that can get hot. She's shown that when she's on, she's on. There's no question about that. She's already thrown two no-hitters this year. Threw one against Monroe. She's thrown a couple one-hitters and two-hitters on the year. So when she gets going and keeps the ball down in the zone and gets those corners, inside and outside corner, she's really on. But when she starts leaving the ball up, it can move very quickly. It can get away from her quickly. So that's a softball. Next game up for softball, as we mentioned, Wednesday at home against Texas A&M Corpus Christi Islanders. That game will be right here on KTSW, 6 p.m. And then after that, they play Saturday and Sunday at home, so only four more times left before the conference tournament to check out the softball team. And currently going on right now, let's shift to some of the sports that don't get a lot of publicity, is the men's Sunbelt golf tournament going on right now. Yesterday's first round got rained out, so the guys will play 36 holes today. And if you ever played 36 holes in a day, it's definitely physically and emotionally taxing. Currently, right now, they sit in 10th place out of 11th. They're four over. They've played either six or nine holes. The golfers are currently leading is Georgia Southern, who's ranked 43 nationally. They're seven under through as a team through those three holes. And so for the Bobcats, they're just trying to get this tournament down. I mean, the women's tournament was shortened to 36 holes, not 54. So the Sun Belt Conference men's and women's have just been plagued by rain. So that's there for the golf team. Be sure to check out the KTSW Sports for all the updates there. And then the women's tennis team finished up their season this past week, and they won their first-round matchup in the Sun Belt Conference tournament, but then lost to number one overall seed South Alabama on Saturday. So they take an exit there, but good for them winning that one. And then this past Saturday, the soccer team finished up their spring season against SMU. They played a bunch of 7-on-7 tournaments and then went to Baylor, lost 1-0, and SMU came to town, and they lost 3-1. And if you don't know, we had head coach Kat Connor on Bobcat Radio last Wednesday. So if you missed that interview, want to hear it again, you can go listen to it at the blog, ktsw899.wordpress.com, or go to our Twitter, and we tweeted out a SoundCloud link for that one. A lot of great stuff talking about this year. The soccer team, definitely very exciting time for them coming up, as they should be poised to make the Sun Belt Conference Championship this year. They have a lot of returners, only losing five seniors. And then with their leading goal scorer from last year, Lindsay Curry, is coming back. She played great on Saturday. I went out to the game. And then a couple other players, Brooke Ramsey, played pretty well. So soccer definitely coming up. Their first games, I think, is August 16th against UTSA on the road. So they're off until then. But their spring season finished up there. So, Matt, before we head into our national segment, that's going to do it for Bobcat Athletics for us. We'll touch national stuff. So how's the weather out there? I know it was a little more cold. It was chillier this morning than I expected.
Yeah, it really was. We've been talking so much about rain this weekend. Fortunately, it is not rainy. It is just cloudy, overcast, currently 74 degrees outside. Expect that temperature to raise a little bit. We're looking at the lower 70s for this afternoon. Going to be cloudy. It is windy outside as well. Right now it's blowing at 15 miles an hour. Looks like it'll die down later in this evening.
What's the weather looking like for tomorrow? Are we going to get the game in? Is Bobcats UT going to get the game in?
Yeah, let's see.
I think it should be pretty good. I know the low tonight's around 55, but only looks like about 20% chance of rain tomorrow.
55 tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's going to be great.
So, yeah, it's going to be about 70, 20% chance of rain. So the game's going to get in if you're making the trip up to Austin on I-35 there. So,
Warren, are you going to Austin?
I am. I'll be on the call.
There you go.
For the game. So when we come back here on Bobcat Radio, we will talk about the NBA playoffs, as all eight series have played game number one. So we'll be back with NBA playoff talk after this.